All right, we'll say let's begin. So we're picking up on page Pei Aleph, bottom of Pei Aleph. Remember again, the Piagetzna was speaking about this situation where if a person feels incredible animosity or hatred to another, so although again, ideally one should be on the level where they could just let go of this anger, let go of this negativity and overcome it, the Piagetzna recognizes that many of us need a mechanism through which to work through this animosity. Simply letting it go, simply getting over it, many times for many of us is just not really a viable option. So the Piagetzna suggested this incredible idea that I should write a letter. And in that letter, I should include all of the negative feelings I have towards this individual. Don't hold back. Put anything and everything in the letter. And the Piagetzna says, read it. Read it, meaning read it as if you're reading it to that person. Of course, don't actually read it to that person. And for that matter, don't read it to anyone else either. But simply read it. And it says to the Piagetzna, you will find that after a couple of days of reading it, the anger will subside. The anger, the animosity, the negativity will not feel as acute. And says the Piagetzna, sometimes you will find that as a result of the removal of the anger and animosity, you actually have a desire to reconcile with said individual. So he says, Alta Tama Alatzaseinu Zu, last paragraph, page Pei Aleph. We actually started this on Friday. Alta Tama Alatzaseinu Zu, Falo Tamar Echad Mi Shnei Hadvarmi. Don't go ahead and wonder about this Eitzah and think to yourself, well, there's one of two possibilities. O Sheker, O Maser Lahat Vikesami. Either Piagetzna, you're lying to me. There's no way this could possibly work. Or if it does work, it's some type of hocus pocus. Shekasha echtov michtov va'ar charefeu va'od ekra'ehu esratzalo va'od afaisehu. It's impossible for me to accept the premise that by writing a letter, reading it a couple of times, that ultimately, again, suddenly I'm not going to be angry, I'm not going to be upset, and I might even have a desire to reconcile. Lo sheker v'lamay salahati. Rak chok ha-nefeshi. Says the Piagetzna, it is not a lie, it's not hocus pocus, it's just simply the way the soul works. Shekasher mecharif u'megadeif ha'ish esonav. This is amazing, by the way. This is such an incredible insight. Shekasher mecharif u'megadeif ha'ish esonav. Misragem at kaso me'alav. You know, when you unload on someone, you feel better. You feel better, right? Again, I'm angry at Reuven, and I go and I give Reuven a piece of my mind, and I tell him why he's a jerk, and I tell him all the terrible things that he's done, and I tell him why I think so little of him. When I get all of that out, I feel better. Right? But no, I'm sorry. Shorter. Now, here's the interesting part. Now, if you look at that in a freeze frame, I get better for one simple reason. Because any time you're hauling around emotional baggage and you have the ability to unload it, of course you feel better. And not only that, see, after I feel better and I get it out, there's actually now a chance that what? That we can reconcile. But says the Piagetzna, here's the problem. Aval kivan shechavera onelo b'sha'a shemecharfehu lachin tigdal sin aso bazeh. But what happens? You see, when I unload on Reuven, 9 out of 10 times, what's going to happen? Reuven's not going to sit there taking it. Rather, what does he do? He responds. Now, when he responds, what does that do? That escalates things. By the way, I just want to point out, what the Piagetzna is saying over here is something incredibly dramatic, also in Shalom Bayis. You know, a lot of time this happens, that let's say a spouse can get upset. We'll just say, for argument's sake, a wife. Not that we're choosing any one spouse over the other. But a wife could get upset. And what happens? She wants to tell her husband why she gets upset. And so she unloads everything that's upsetting her. So one has to be very careful. Because sometimes what the spouse needs is just simply to unload. The spouse actually doesn't want to hear anything you have to say. She or he just needs to unload. And if you give them the space to unload, then ultimately, again, it's quite possible that we could re-engage and re-establish harmony. The mistake sometimes that's made is what? Is the response. because sometimes when there's a response, that escalates things. So it's I'm not making any marriage jokes or anything. The Piagetan is pointing out over here something dramatically amazing, that sometimes there's a power to allowing someone to unload and not respond. Because if you're just able to take it, then ultimately there's the chance ultimately for reconciliation. The problem is when one party unloads, the other responds, not only does the unloading not help, but then it just escalates the entire thing. So says the Piagetzna over here, if I have a problem with Ruvain and I unload it on Ruvain, so I'm going to feel better, and there's a chance for reconciliation. The problem is that when there's two people speaking to each other, Ruvain very possibly and quite probably might respond. He says, L'chein tigdas nasboza, v'yata shekasavta michtav charif, l'fi midas sin ascha hagidola, v'karasa bo b'ficha, page pei beiz, v'titzal zalehu, yishkot ma'at kasra b'chad b'cha oso. So by the way, this is incredible. And here is the godless of the letter approach. See, what's the beauty of the letter approach? I put everything that is bothering me about Ruvain, every last detail, and I put it in this letter. And I speak about what a despicable guy he is, and how horrible he is, and how every single klala ever known to mankind should devolve upon him. And he's a mushchas, and a mushkas, and everything else. And the great part is, I could read it. And I could read it and visualize it as if I'm saying it to Ruvain's face. And there is the ability for me to what? To unload all of this stuff. Without what? Without what? Without response, and therefore without escalation. I get all of the benefits of unloading without the detrimental byproduct of negativity, or I should say negative escalation. So he goes on, he says, and you'll see, when you come to read that, so you read it the first day, and says the Piaget, and you're going to see when you come to read it the second time, the second day, asher kvar niskatin kascha, va'odata mizalzaleil bizilzule michtavcho, shenichtav lefi midas kascha me'az, shayekascha yoser gadol, yeschil kvar lipcha, lisyaser me'at me'atzmo lomar. So what happens? It says the Piagetzna, something interesting occurs. So I read the letter day one. And day one, what's my reaction to this letter? Oh yeah, like this is mamish, like this is it. This is, I can even, and I'm thinking as I'm reading it, I forgot this. But as you unload, what happens? The anger and animosity abates. So second day you come, you read the letter, and the truth is, like, you're reading it, and you still believe it, but there's a part of you that already feels awkward speaking about another human being like this. Hey, Ruvain is a jerk, but like, is this the way I should be talking? Because you see, something amazing happens. When you unload and you unpack it, the anger begins to recede. And as the anger begins to recede, you begin to calm. The intellect and the neshama begin to assert their authority. And you find something amazing. You can't read the letter with the same level of hislavos on Tuesday that you did on Monday. But you've already decided a number of times to go ahead and read the letter. But again, you know, you made a commitment to read the letter, so you're going to read the letter, but you feel a little bit awkward. And comes day three, or whenever it comes, and there comes a certain point in time where what? It's like pasnish. Like I don't even want to read the letter. Like it's just not nice to read something like this. Kvar mischaret ata behizgalus libcha kol kach lezalzav kol kach lecharif. And interestingly enough, at a certain point in time, it's like embarrassing to read this letter. It's embarrassing to acknowledge that I harbored this animosity. It's done. It's over. Let's move on. Mevakish ata kvar tachbulos ech leispais imo veispais. So the Piagetzna actually says that I come to the level where I say to myself, you know what? It's time to reconcile. This behavior is beneath me. Right? This is just not fitting for me. Ish bal tuf halev gimayr leispayis, Vakshe Oref Yitztarich Likrosa Pamim Yoser. Ava Be'ezras Hashem Kulam Yispaisu Aydeze. So says the Piaget, the one variable in this is how many days you need to take with your letter. Right? For some people, they read the letter for a day or two, they're ready to move on. Other people, it might even take a couple of weeks. Right? But bottom line is also, and this is really incredible, bottom line is that when you get it out, ultimately, again, that is the road to healing. And the Piaget is really advancing something incredible. Go ahead and find a way to get the negativity out without escalating the negative relationship cycle. It says the Piagetzna, for some it takes longer, for some it takes shorter. Some need to read the letter more times, some less times. But he says something very interesting. V'tizar ma'od bo shelo ta'abdehu. He says, but be very careful that you do not lose this letter. I'm sorry, one more piece. He says, don't use this letter strategy too often. You don't want to have like a binder filled with letters about, you know, everybody in your life. It's just meaning if you're harboring that kind of anger and animosity towards so many people, something else is wrong with you. So you can use this every once in a while. Don't use it often. Number two, make sure you don't lose the letter. Make sure you don't lose the letter. Number three, make sure no one else ever sees these letters. Because if your friend does find out that you wrote a letter about him or her, so then there's going to be gansaris, right? Then things will escalate in an exceptionally severe way. Well, so we'll just end the chapter. I'll just take another minute just to end the parak with this. Ka'amor, tuchal vakish v'cha itzos mamashos v'chal davar. Says the Piagetzna, the take-home message I want you to get from this is that there's an itzah, right, that there are strategies to overcome every negative trait. This is the important takeaway from the Piagetzna. There are strategies to overcome every negative trait. V'chein l'mashal, he's supposed to listen to this. This I just had to get in today. V'chein l'mashal, im ovidat l'atakin esmiv l'sa'as l'sbashena. Let's say I sleep too much. I'm a little bit lazy when it comes to sleep. I like to sleep. Ki hoy ki ohev ata lishon harbe. I like to sleep a lot. Osha avarata bayom hazeh yosef v'nisyagata. Or it's not that I like to sleep a lot, but what? I had a very hard day. I'm getting to sleep very late. And so I'm very concerned that I'm going to oversleep and miss shir. I'm going to miss chovas atalmidim, right? And nobody wants to miss chovas atalmidim. So what happens? V'tirosh ta'achalisho machar yoser mishas chal kavua. And I'm nervous I'm going to sleep too late and oversleep past my regular time. Look what he says. Tuchal anasos gach. Try the following eitza. Listen, this is pretty wild. Try the following eitza. Lo tishkov be'orech mitascha rak berachba. Don't sleep on the length of your bed. Rather, sleep on the width of your bed. What about my feet? He says, Esrak lecha tismoch al hakiseh. Prop up your feet with a chair. Ubaboker kisherak tisor. And in the morning, when you wake up, titchaf perak lecha as hakiseh. Push the chair back with your feet. And something amazing happens. He says, V'nimtzeis kavar omed al ha'aretz. And what happens? When the alarm goes up, poof, you're already standing up, right? Push the chair back, your legs are on the ground, you're already standing up. Obilvat im lo yazik lebriuscha, but this is assuming, of course, that this won't be, that lack of sleep won't be detrimental to your health. V'lo tiyeh oyeif b'chala yom achle yeshan minucha b'layla, and assuming that you're not going to be lethargic and exhausted throughout the entire day. V'gam az lo tasekach yoser pamayim b'shavua, and don't try this chair strategy more than twice a week. So we'll say, but ultimately, and what is the Piagetzna saying? I will say, we all have problems, and we all have issues, and we all have things inside of ourselves that we need to work on. I will say, says the Piagetzna, find your strategy. I will say, so many of us, we walk through life with our peckle of problems. We walk through life with our personality disorders. I don't mean like in a clinical way. I mean just, we all have personality disorders. We all have different things that are broken inside of us. And we go through life and we pretend they don't exist, or we put a band-aid on it or something else, and they hold us back. The Piaget's thought, he was trying to demonstrate with a letter, with the chair is that there is an etza for every personalistic problem. There is an approach and there is a strategy for every single thing that is broken within us. We just have to find the courage to seek it out and find even greater courage ultimately to apply it. All right, we'll stop here. Merit Hashem, we begin the 10th chapter tomorrow.